You're listening to Roundtable. The latest celebrity-turned-author rich list is in, with CCTV host Bai Yansong, TV host Lua Jia, and talk show host Ai Dajian, no, Gao Xiaosong, topping the list. And why do so many celebrities want to publish a book? Are star-turned-authors any good, guys? Have you read any of these books, and do you know much about star-turned authors that's often, you know, topping the publishing list these days, bestseller list these days?
Haven't read any of these books, but there are certain people who are in the celebrity spotlight that I am interested in reading about. I think it comes down to the celebrity. I mean, Victor, you've got a better command of Chinese and probably understand China quite a bit more than me. Have you read any of these books, or is there an interest there for you?
I haven't read any of these particular books. I've read books before, a long, long time ago, by TV hosts and people like that. And I know Bai Yansong, he's, you know, very well known, obviously, being a host on CCTV. And he seems to always have some interesting things to say. So I'm not surprised to see him topping the list. And I think famous people writing books is a big phenomenon everywhere, not just in China, in the US and other places as well. And my personal take is that, you know, it's not, they worked really hard to be where they are today. And presumably they've accumulated some, you know, noteworthy life experiences mm-hmm. and interesting knowledge and to share with the public. And that is all fine. So as long as they have something interesting to say, why not? But I think that's the caveat for me. Sometimes mm-hmm. it seems famous people are riding on the wave of their fame and they just do it just for the sake of doing it or for, again, economic reasons. It's an easy way to make money. But is it really interesting or worth knowing? I think that's another question.
I think there are several different categories here. So you've got some people that they're famous and what they've done is so interesting that you want to read their work.
Yeah.
Two books that I'd love to read, you know, the biography of Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. Not because they were great, but they were so great that I want to know more about their
exactly,
story.
Yeah.
Someone who I love... Sorry, Hoyeon wants to say something.
Yes, because I want to join in, Sam. You're making a really good point, and I want to add on a example, please.
Sure.
So basically, Liu Xiaoqiu, everybody in China knows her. She's one of the biggest female celebrities for decades.
Several decades, yeah.
And she's been in and out of jail, too. So, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs, twists and turns, and also plastic surgery might be, you know.
Allegedly. We don't know that for sure.
So, yeah, so there's a lot of fame, gossip, a lot of things that interest people in her life story. And if she publishes a book whenever she does, people buy it, and, you know, so that's just one example.
That's actually really, really good, because it illustrates how it's not just how great someone is, it's the journey. I mean, two of the greatest boxers of all time, okay, were Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather Jr. I don't want to read the book about Floyd Mayweather Jr. It would just be like a massive book about what cars to buy. Ali, on the other hand, going up against the US government and not wanting to go to war and issues relating to racism, that's a book I'd want to read. And it shows you how the journey of these people is the most important factor of their book and not just who they are.
Mm-hmm. So there's the interesting life story type. What are some of the other types that you think celebrity writers can kind of be, you know, a main draw for people?
I think, well, it's not a main draw, but I think one of the biggest problems that consumers have is we look at the product and we allow that to define the person. So, great example, Kanye West just brought out a new album.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard it, but I've heard it's an amazing LP, like a really good track. He's got some really good tracks in there, and we should all listen to his album.
Who should do that?
He will probably say that himself also.
Yeah.
But him, the person, is someone who I have zero interest in. The second he said to Mark Zuckerberg, please can have $1 billion, I was like, oh, that person.
Not surprised he did that.
But he is a great example. Mm-hmm. Someone who's released a really good product, but the person is not probably worth reading about. So I think you also have consumers that get too indulged in the product,
yes,
and they lose sight of the person who's actually made the product, and is it really worth reading about that person?
Right.
Oh, but that sounds like someone is at a high ground that might be called moral high ground, and doesn't it get a little bit cold up there sometimes? What if it's, you know, a fan, an avid fan that just wants to know more about Kanye or whoever, and, you know, what are we to judge?
Well, I think fame, just like the commercial culture, it's a platform, and it offers a lot of opportunities, and also comes with a lot of responsibilities. So it's up to the individual, the famous person, it's up to them how they want to use this platform. Some of them have done great work with it, inspire people, making social changes and things like that. And there are the Kardashians who, publish, naked photos of themselves and things like that. So that's another way to use the fame they have. So.
Yes, and they're cashing in, like Kim Kardashian.
Wife of Kanye West.
Yes.
goes in the family.
Uh-huh. And also, I remember, I think a couple of years ago, she put out this book called The Selfie Book.
Exactly,
and then in an interview, I don't know why I know these rubbish things, but I do. And she said, I'm just publishing some of the selfies that you didn't get to see on Twitter. You know, I take a million of them, and now you can see that million, unused selfies, and people bought it. It's like, what's wrong with people? Okay, now I'm on the moral high ground.
Well, that's the exact point I was making about Kanye West. And then you have a third type of person. You've got the people that are that great and that interesting, but their greatness and what they're doing has kept them so busy that they don't have the opportunity to make their own book, and they have to leave that to the hands of someone else. I'm going to be a bit fanboy here, but I'm going to give the example of a Steve Jobs. Do you know what I love about Steve Jobs? That when every time he wanted to release a new phone, he said, you know what? It's not perfect. Let's just call it off and not release this phone. That happened in almost every product unveiling he did. And when Walter Isaacson came to write his biography, all Steve Jobs had to say is, I'm sure it's terrible. You can't write. I don't even want to read it. I know it's going to be that bad. That's how much of a perfectionist he was. But that relationship between the writer and the person he was writing about was kind of humorous, and it had a certain charisma to it, the over-perfectionist, the innocent writer. And that made his book more attractive, and I think people look for a good narrative as well, and it's something that we shouldn't undervalue.
An interesting story. So it comes down to, for me, always comes down to the content, the essence of the project. So what Sam just said is a great, interesting story, even though it's not written by Jobs himself, but it's a good story to be told, and I think that's worth paying for.
Okay, and we're not doing any brand book placement on this show.
Apple has taken enough of our money.
we keep on talking about these major companies, and every time I just feel, we should be getting money from this, but we don't. But yes, I think with celebrity books, there's a lot to be said, especially nowadays. I think just publishing a book, putting a book out has become part of constructing this celebrity super system that gives you a little bit of credibility in a way. It's like you don't just know how to sing, act, and do all kinds of this celebrity work, but you can also write a book, and that becomes a bit of a cachet for people and for avid fans. There's a chance you can know a little bit more for that celebrity. Well, we'll talk more after this break.
Informed opinion and heated debate. Find out what's got China talking on our roundtable discussion, only on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, joined by Sam Duckett and Victor Ning. Coming up, a report released on this year's World Sleep Day says that Chinese people scored 69 out of 100 in the World Sleeping Index, indicating an overall gap in the quality of sleep for Chinese people. Why is reaching dreamland so hard for so many of us? We always want to hear from you and have you join our live discussion. It's very easy to do. Just find us on WeChat. We are EZFM Roundtable, and you can send us a regular comment or a bullet comment. And you know by now that I love those bullet comments because they fly like view over the screen, and it's just so much fun for you to check it on your computer or on your smartphone. So join our live discussion. We would love to hear what you think. Whether you love us or you hate us, that's fine. Just send those comments in. And also, you can find us on Sina Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable 圆桌会议 there. Now on Roundtable. And also, I've got these many bullets on my screen right now asking me, who's this lovely new voice that's on Roundtable?
Oh.
And
it's not new. I've been there for a while.
Yes. So who are you?
Who are
Mr.
you, Sam?
Sam Duckett's name.
Yes, that's Mr. Sam Duckett. And who are you, lovely gentleman, right in front of me?
I'm Victor Ning. I work for the Beijing Hour, which is our news program on EZFM, brought to you by China Radio International. This is my second time on Roundtable.
Is it only the second time?
Only the second time. So I must have done something right the first time to be invited back this time. So I'm very happy to be back.
Yes, and we're really happy to have you back, and of course to have you paired up or paired against.
Paired up with, not against, never against.
Yeah, we've been on the same page today.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping that, you know, there was like fist fighting blood splattering everywhere and you guys don't
not
agree on a thing.
Not 4:01 p.m. on a Tuesday. Thursday. Thursday.
I mean, if you said something crazy like you're a fan of Kanye West or the Kardashians, then maybe. But
I could be a secret Kim Kardashian fan. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah,
we don't know, and we'll try to find out evidence whether he is or not, because if he is, then Sam, He Young, myself, I am going to gang up against him with you.
Yeah, I'll be down for that if he's a Kardashian fan.
We just took a really dark turn here, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and our dear listener, what is your name? Nathan, and you obviously haven't really checked out the previous show that Victor has been on. Roundtable, so you should probably check that out too. And in the future, we'll have Victor back as well. So stay tuned for.
Can I just say I love these interactions with our listeners in real time. It makes doing the show even more exciting.
Oh, totally. And Jake Wu says, "Hi, Sam and Victor." He's probably having a pretty good time just listening to our show right now. Guys, you want to just respond?
Thank you for saying Sam. And Victor, not Victor and Sam. Good course.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be here and have our listeners with us.
All right, and it's always great to see all these bullets flying on my screen. And I will read out a few more comments by our listeners. Hanbing says, "I've read this book called One Person Travel, and at the moment, I just felt, ha ha, who's that person who's taking all those photos if you're traveling on yourself?" Yeah, spot on, Hanbing. Yeah, there's so many of these books that's published by celebrities, and it's ha ha to me, really.
But what are your favorite ones? Sam said Steve Jobs biography, although not written by him.
I've got
Do you
a
have
few.
Any other?
Yeah,
other
I mentioned the Jordan, the Kobe Bryant, the basketball ones because of how they played the game and what they achieved. There's the Ken Kutaragi, the father of the PlayStation, and then there's the former CEO of Nintendo that sadly passed away last year, Satoru Iwata. I'd read their books because of what they did to the gaming industry. I'm obviously a big fan of video games, child at heart. For me, stuff that relates to my personal interest is always going to be stuff that I'm willing to read about.
What about you, He Young?
What about me? One of my all-time favorites is Winston Churchill's memoir about the Second World War, because how often do you get a political figure or a politician that can win the Nobel Literary Prize? That never happens. And anybody who's interested in history or wants to improve your English, you should get that set of books and start reading. That being said, but recently, my favorite celebrity book of this month has been...
This month, okay.
Yes, okay, of the year then. I don't really read that often, to be honest, and celebrity books, just pretty rare, is written by Keith Richards. He's probably the best guitarist ever that's ever lived, and he's the guitarist of the Rolling Stones, and he wrote this children's book.
Children's book by Keith Richards.
Yeah, and it's called Gus and Me, the story of me and my granddad, and it tells you the story of him, you know, the legendary guitarist, getting to know how to play the guitar, and his granddad inspired him and guided his way into playing that musical instrument that made him who he is, one of the biggest guitarists in history. Oh, excuse me. And there is so much love that goes into that book, and it's illustrated by his daughter, and there is the CD at the back, and you can listen to Keith Richards read out the children's book for you, and
I think you just helped
to
sell that book even more now.
And thank you, He-Young, for mentioning that. No, seriously, dude, I looked so bad. I wanted to read about basketball players and the guy that made PlayStation. He-Young wants to read about the guy that revolutionized the British economy. I was thinking, oh, I sound like a
Winston
child.
Churchill. Yeah, everybody.
But then she came out with Keith Richards, and I didn't feel as bad about my pick.
Never feel bad about whatever you say on Roundtable. Here we have different position, different views, and respect is given to whoever is seated in these three seats.
Just quickly before we move on, what about you, Victor?
I don't read that many celebrity books, but the most memorable one for me now is one called Bossy Pants by Tina Fey.
All right.
She's a very famous comedy writer and actress in the U.S., and she is very funny. And for our listeners who are interested, check it out. Very good.
Yeah. So I think we've made a really good case that celebrity-turned-authors, they can be pretty bad at sometimes, like the Kardashians, but making a lot of money. And there is also those books written by celebrities that can have really quality content, too. Mm-hmm. And not only the fan boys and girls might be interested, but people who the general public could learn something from it. And those are books that I think are worthwhile to be published.
Yes,
Sam?
I fully agree. I'm just wish I'd said something a bit more mature when you asked about my book selection.
No, you had some good ones.
Yeah,
I think those are all very
Steve
good
Steve Jobs
ones.
One was pretty good.
Thanks.
Well, even the basketball players, I mean, they are, you know, successful athletes for a reason.
Well, yes, Jordan 6 titles in 6 years,
exactly.
Never went to a game 7. It's pretty cool.
I would totally read that book.
They're accomplished, indeed.
Yes, and I'll finish the discussion with this topic with Jessie's WeChat message. She says, there's nothing particularly wrong about celebrities having their books published as long as they're quality ones. Which,
yeah.
I mean, you see the right attitude of the author from the book. There are many so-called celebrity books that they just take advantage of the fame, mess around with books and movies and other stuff. Okay, I think she's referring to the expansion of celebrity power and dabbling into different industries, but sometimes not really doing a great job, and we should condemn the manipulation and irresponsibility of those not very good examples.
I fully agree. Yeah, I do. Yeah, you should use the celebrity power responsibly because you're influencing the public.
Take naked selfies and post them on Twitter.
Exactly. I mean, think about how many young girls will see those selfies and think that is the acceptable behavior for women when they grow up. So, right?
Or you know, say on Twitter, you know, I've got enough money to buy a house and fur coats, but I still need $1 billion from Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, referring to that couple again. Yes, I see where this is coming at. And I think certainly these days we're seeing maybe a bit too much of celebrity everywhere. Like, it'd be books, it'd be on Twitter, they're just everywhere. And it's very hard to maintain your compass of, morality sometimes, that you're just seeing bad stuff everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much celebrity. I think it's just too much bad stuff. Because if everything they were doing was positive, we wouldn't criticize
them, exactly.
Right?
Quality stuff is what we need.
Yes, and also I think you guys have demonstrated that you are people with the moral compass, especially Victor saying, you know, with the responsibility that anybody with a little bit of influence should probably carry. And I think if more people think like that, society will be a better place.
There you go.
I had to say that. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He-Young, Victor Ning, and Sam Duckett here in the studio with me.